is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the Wednesday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, we give it away, so enjoy. It's all for free. freetalklive.com. Still in the midst of an email from a so-called white nationalist. He is trying to explain himself, or I guess explain some of his beliefs, and he's trying to get us to feel sorry for him. He says that, and we're going to get to these calls here in a moment. Apparently we have one of them on the phones, but I want to wrap this email up because we're almost done with it. He says he's complaining because he's persecuted. In fact, he claims that white nationalists are the most oppressed group in the United States. Everyone hates us, he says. Everyone. We can't speak our minds without fear of civil and criminal repercussions. There's no free speech for us in any way. That's not true. Didn't the Nazis just have a march, within the last couple years?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that. Obviously, they get to say what they want.
You other can say what you want, but people will hate you for it. That's all, because you're ignorant and a jerk. That's why. So you're just closing your mouth. It's not like you can't say what you want. You're just the victim of social ostracism, and you don't like it. This is social ostracism in work.
Yes, it is.
Right, so.
He says, simply being caught with hate propaganda is enough for police to detain you for hours and search your car and house. Now, I can't say I agree with that.
No, certainly not.
You should be able to carry whatever propaganda you want around with you. Many peaceful members of our group have been taken and locked up on trumped-up charges because they were strong public activists. You talk about this happening someday because of the Military Commissions Act. Well, it's been happening for years to us. If our names are public, we're targeted. If the police think that you're a racist, a note is made in your file, and you're targeted. You know, it's interesting, Hans, but I happen to know that there's plenty of white nationalists who are police officers. It's one of the reasons why black people and Hispanic people get arrested so much more often than white people do.
They're afraid of the cops.
Well, there's plenty of racist cops, at least where I come from, down south. I don't know how it is up north, but if you live in the south, there's a good chance that the white cop you're dealing with is a racist. I'm not saying how good the chance is, just that there's a good chance.
It could happen.
So he says, you get wiretapped, you get spied upon. In my opinion, we're the most oppressed group in the United States. I heard you speak. Well, maybe because you're associated with a bunch of violent people. People who have in the past been known for being violent on behalf of their beliefs.
Well, like Mark said before, it depends on what they intend to do about it. If they want to go off in their own little corner of Utah someplace and have their own little community, that's a voluntary association.
Sure.
However,
I agree.
However, if they want to push it on everybody else, I don't think there's a lot of takers, including us.
And there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be angry about it, and they're going to speak out against you. I don't necessarily think that if you're nonviolent and the police are harassing you, then in that case, I'll be on your side and I'll defend you against the police, even though you're spewing messages that I personally don't like. But to hear you complain about how oppressed you are, I find it hard to believe. I think it's mostly social oppression. I think it's mostly voluntary oppression. It's social ostracism in action. Too bad for you. And I'm glad that your positions are unpopular. And I'm glad that you're being socially ostracized. He says, I've heard you speak many times about free speech and all, and even though I know you don't agree with my ideas and beliefs, I hope you agree that we should have the right to speak our minds under free speech. Obviously, I do, Hans. I read your email on the air. He says, if you want to read this on the air, feel free to. Believe me, I would have whether or not you'd given me permission. Let's go to Steve in Connecticut. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You tell me, Steve. What's on your mind?
I used to listen to you guys a month ago quite a bit, and I stopped listening for the whole race, your views on race. There's a third gentleman there I'm not familiar with who seems like he's taking maybe a middle road on things. But
Wayne is in the studio tonight. What was the point now? You said you stopped listening, but yet you're listening tonight, so obviously.
I actually was just messing around with some internet streams and was listening to you guys for the first time in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to have you, Steve.
Yes, yes.
So what's your point, Steve? What do you got?
Well, I told the call screener that I identified myself as someone who would probably agree that I was a white nationalist. I wouldn't necessarily want myself in with the gentleman who wrote the letter there. Yeah, he mentioned that whole 14 words thing is kind of associated with the neo-Nazi people and the
people
obsessed.
we must secure the existence of our people in a future for white children? You're saying you're not on board with that?
I don't disagree with the statement, but it's that particular phrase. It's stuff's too associated with the people obsessed about World War II and Germany and things like that.
So I will agree
you're not allowed to discuss certain aspects of it. You will be punished, and things like that are kind of absurd. But
Wait. Who's not allowed to discuss certain aspects of what?
And who's going to punish
him? What are the punishments?
I'll put you in jail. If you attempt to, refute or even stuff that's clearly refutable about certain aspects of World War II, you will be put in jail.
You'll be put in jail for discussing World War II?
Yeah. If you don't...
In what country?
I'll put it this way. This is the only area of history that this applies to, where you're not allowed to... Basically, it's Germany in particular, because obviously they're overly sensitive about it, but Canada's real bad with it, too. There's a gentleman...
Oh, so you're saying in other countries you'd be put in jail, not in the United States?
I don't think they've done that yet, but they'll put you, speech crimes and hate crimes. Canada's real bad with that. The gentleman's name excludes me now. It's very... it's got a Z in it. There's a Ernst Dundel, that's it. He's basically, they call him a Holocaust revisionist, and they, if you actually look into those cases, a lot of times, even if the guy is a wingnut, all he's doing is discussing, he's not making...
Well, I don't agree. I mean, no, you're not going to get anybody to agree with throwing someone in jail for speech. I mean, nobody on Free Talk Live is going to agree with that. Let's talk about you, Steve, and why you consider yourself a white nationalist. What's that mean?
Well, I come from a very left... I was a left-wing liberal for many years and...
Wow.
And affiliated, yeah. Well, see, the thing is when I use that term, you're bringing up certain... thoughts automatically that I don't think are
correct. When I hear you say you're a white nationalist, I think you're a racist. Now, how is it that you're not?
I don't have a problem with other people of different races. I have a problem with...
You just don't want to be around them?
No, I work with all sorts of different people. I have a problem with it being artificially enforced on this particular country and almost every
so how's it artificially
white country
enforced?
In the world. Well, because the government forces you to, they bust in, what was it, up in Lewiston, New Hampshire, they bust in, like, thousands of Somali refugees and, into this little rural community, and if anybody said, hey, we have a problem with it, they're black and poor, so there's nothing you can do about it, and they'll start charging you with hate crimes and speech crimes and all
that.
So
let me see if I understand you correctly. You have a problem with government programs like affirmative action, but you wouldn't necessarily have a problem with black people moving in next door to you?
Not necessarily, no. Obviously everybody's gonna.
I think you're kind of a lightweight white nationalist because the ones that
I'm a white person who's proud to be white and not ashamed to say
you're
that.
Proud to be white. What does that mean?
It means the same thing that a black person says when they're proud to be black.
I'm sure there are black people that say that, and I would accuse them of being racists as well. And I think equally as intolerant. Why do you need to be proud of the color of your skin? Beyond gender, what could be a more random factor in your life?
Because I'm constantly being told that I am the root of all evil. That's why.
I don't hear that. I'm a white male. I go through life as a white male, and I don't hear people telling me I'm the root of all evil.
Can you dance?
Well, not very well.
Can you jump?
I can't slam dunk either.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
Yeah, I don't get that either. Do you get that? Are you the root of all evil? I mean, does that come to you? I don't get those messages.
No, I don't either.
That the white man's responsible for so many horrible evils, and because I have the same skin color as maybe past white people who maybe did do some bad things, I'm somehow, even if my grandparents were born in another country and immigrated here and I'm second generation and I have nothing to do with slavery, it's still put upon me.
Who's putting it upon you, man?
Society, come on.
What are you talking about? Society's accusing you of slavery?
He's talking about affirmative action and stuff, and I have to agree with him on that.
No, he's not talking about
point.
Affirmative action. He's talking about how because he's white. Now, hang on. We'll come back to you, man. Hang on. 800-259-9231. He's talking about because he's white that he's somehow looked down upon, which is ludicrous. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. If you want to talk to the racists, get on the lines now. Free Talk Live.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something to know about the show. Get on updates. Get over to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Now, Wayne, do I even have to ask, have you signed the First 1000 Pledge?
Absolutely. I'm on there.
All three of us, as a matter of fact, are signers. So get on there as well at freestateproject.org as we go back to Steve in Connecticut. Now, Steve, you are a self-proclaimed white nationalist, and I'm just trying to understand this whole thing, this whole white nationalism. Now, you're claiming that you're persecuted. You're claiming that apparently you don't like how, and there's some things that I can agree with you on, and that is that, for instance, people should not be granted benefits based on the color of their skin by the government. The government should not be involved in affirmative action programs and all of that. And I'm sure you and I would both agree on that. But then where things get really confusing is when you say things like, you're proud to be white. And that's kind of where I wanted to pick this back up here and have you sort of explain what that means.
Okay, well, when you mentioned, I should have never said that because I knew that was going to trip you up there. I don't.
But if that's how you really
anything,
feel,
I don't go around saying it like out loud, and I'm not one of those annoying people. But when you the persecuted thing, it's not that I can't live my daily life, and I'm not persecuted. I'm happy to live in this country because it's a lot better than a lot of other ones out there, mm-hmm. even if we're kind of going downhill. But persecuted, and if I do some things that almost every other group can do, I will be, and I can't get away with it. In other words, like, what is equality? Equality means equal opportunity for everybody, regardless of, you know, you focus on the color of skin, too. That's the other thing that people easily do. It's the color of skin. It's not the color of skin. It's not socially acceptable to admit in this country that there's differences between different racial groups, and there is.
Like what differences?
Athletic abilities, IQ.
Well, hold on just a second. Athletic ability could be explained away by selective breeding that may have gone on with slaves in, times past. IQ,
I'm sure it is.
IQ could be related to poor education in inner city schools. I mean,
well, it could, but it's also genetic too, particularly with Asian folks. Well, they generally score higher on standardized tests.
A lot of them are immigrants, and you'll see that immigrants have worked very hard in this country to get ahead.
Particularly Asian immigrants. That's one of the reasons why people talk about, especially people who want to come to the country. I love that one. I want to come there, but then they complain that they're persecuted. And they can't make it for whatever reason. Asian immigrants are a perfect example. I think they actually have a stronger family structure than the current
cultural, that's
American
not genetic.
Society.
That's cultural. That's not genetic.
That's right.
The IQ thing, though, how do you explain that? That's cultural.
I just did. I told you that they. Yes, absolutely. I can tell you it's cultural.
Very often it's dietary.
Is cultural.
Hold on a second, Steve. When you say it's dietary, what do you mean?
Well, if you're from a poor family, you can't always afford the best nutrition for your child. Maybe you're feeding them formula, or there's certain nutrients that are critical for a baby when they're very young for them to develop mentally. And if they don't have those, or in a bad environment, they will not develop their IQ as well as somebody who's in the ideal environment.
Yeah, I think it's just absolutely ludicris to suggest.
I absolutely agree with that statement.
Let me defend the cultural aspect. Now, if you come from a culture,
I agree
where,
with it.
Okay, you do agree with the cultural aspect?
Of course, culture affects.
And that culture can affect IQ?
IQ's
not a static number.
Well, yeah, immediately, obviously, it could. If you're poor and you can't get the education, then, yeah, you're going to have a IQ issue. So I don't doubt that.
And a lot of IQ tests are essentially vocabulary tests.
Well, it would be completely separate of race, too, if there were a bunch of poor Asian folks or, in, you know, whatever. It's going to affect them. But...
Well, you said there were racial differences, and I'm trying to decide what the racial differences are. If you like your race better because it's culturally different, then you're not a racist. You're an ethnocentricist, and there's a difference.
I don't know if he's ever claimed to be a racist. I suppose that's just what we've labeled him as.
Well, if he claims to be a white nationalist, then
I would have the same reaction to me.
If you say you're proud to be white, you definitely come off as a racist because.
Well, how come the point is minority groups can organize. There was right on C-SPAN a couple months ago. There was a black professor talking about the only way we're going to fix the world's problems is to kill the white man, and this is right on TV.
He's a racist. He's a jerk, just like a lot of the people that would like to kill the black
people.
He's
still a professor. He owns a business. He still has his business. If he was white, that would not be the case.
Wait, you're saying that, professors can get away with saying all sorts of crazy things. I mean, the socialist enclave of academia sort of protects them.
Yeah, the whole Aztlan thing is supported by Hispanic professors. I've seen the photos of them in their classroom standing in front of a map where the southwestern part of the United States is broken off.
You're not going to get any you're not going to get any disagreement that racist groups like them
are
bad.
Go into a school and do that. No. And you can say it's because of culture, because everyone objects to it, but it's affected by media and the images and the attitudes shown and the immediate attacks and things like that.
You know, Steve, I think that there's a lot of people who feel the way you do, but they maybe they're not as honest as you are about how you feel about it.
That's the whole thing, honesty. I think everyone needs to be honest about things.
I think we're divided in so many ways in this country.
Well, people can live together. Obviously, it works. It's functional. I mean, if you look at New York City. But the point is I think it's natural for people of their own groups to want to be with people of their own groups to a certain extent. And artificially, that's being broken apart. Because everybody in New York may work in an office with 9 million different people, but when they have their family, you know, their Thanksgiving or their Christmas or whatever their cultural, their particular gathering is.
My Thanksgiving was just spent with a black man last year. My best friend is
black.
I do not. From a cultural standpoint, he's very, Western, or you could use a term like white. I don't know what term you would use. His mom's white. His dad's black. His English is, you know, just like mine. His accent's just like mine. But I mean, it doesn't change the fact that he's a mulatto man.
And people in the white nationalist movement would look down on somebody like that.
Yeah, I'm a bad guy.
He's diluting the race, right?
So when you say white nationalist, you're allying yourself with some people that would dislike me because I spent Thanksgiving with a black man. Do you want to be in that group?
I'm not going to dislike you because it happened, because I've done it too. That's my point. And like I said, it's not intolerant, obviously. I was very tolerant. In fact, if you were to tell people I work with, quote-unquote, I'm a racist, they would probably laugh at you because they wouldn't believe it.
Well, it's not about tolerance.
I don't
tell
or anything.
This needs
it's
to be
because I'm honest with everybody and I don't put up this...
Rather
like
than dancing around
this, talking to black people.
Hold on. It sounds to me like you're dancing around this. Good or bad that I had Thanksgiving dinner last year with my best friend who's black? Good or bad?
It depends. I'm
no,
indifferent
depends.
To it.
No, it doesn't.
You get
depend.
To pick.
If
right
you
now.
Are my immediate family, I may have a negative opinion of it.
I'm sorry.
Be completely honest with you.
He said if you were immediate family, he would be negative.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're a racist.
You're a racist.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's how the cookie crumbles, my friend. 1-800-259-9231. You
take control of the airwaves. That's why I'm here, to wrap those things up and get the point on it.
You got that one good, man. Well done. You take control. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipole Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now, GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com, that's A-Z-U-N as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com, or call toll-free to order and request a catalog, 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-889-2994. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-889-2994. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-889-2994. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-889-2994.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It's Free Talk Live, your show. You take control, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams. There's a broadband version, a dial-up version as well, both of them totally free, at freetalklive.com. So enjoy that as we continue the discussion of this white nationalist. Everything, it was all started by an email that we had received from somebody, and we just got off the phone.
We read the email because of a call that came before that that talked about Asatru.
That's true.
The religion, and then you read a little bit about Asatru being sort of connected with white nationalists.
Then we just got off the phone with Steve in Connecticut, who labeled himself a white nationalist, and I found it interesting that he, when you were asking him, Mark, about your friend, your best friend, who is
Julian.
He's a mulatto, which means he's 50% black.
Mm-hmm. Just got a call from him before the show, too.
You were asking as to whether or not you were, I guess, contributing to the impurities of the race and all of that, because these guys are concerned.
I spent Thanksgiving with his with Julian and his fiance, mm-hmm. His white lawyer fiance, who, you know, and we enjoyed
Thanksgiving. Who would be hated. She would be hated by people like, now maybe Steve is a little less on the hate side.
Because she makes a lot of money.
So I understand. I didn't say she would care. I didn't say she would care. I'm talking about people on Steve's little, you know, in their little white nationalist club. Now, Steve didn't seem as hateful, but he might have just been sort of putting on a front.
Well, you know, you don't have to be vitriolic in order to, you know, think that one person's lower than another person based on the color of their skin. That's just, you know, I mean.
He started spewing some stereotypes there.
Who?
Steve.
Oh, yeah. And also he was talking about how you were tolerating your friend, which I just thought was absolutely...
Not tolerating him. I like being around him.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be your friend.
Yeah. I miss him. He's in Florida.
Right. I don't decide as to whether or not I want to be around somebody based on the color of their skin. If there's somebody who has a set of values that's incompatible with, that is compatible with mine, in that they love freedom, I will work with them. I will hang around them. I will get to know them better. If you don't love freedom and you want to ask for government assistance to do whatever it is you want to do, then you can just count me out as a potential friend. And race isn't a factor. And I just don't understand how people can come to this. How did this start? You know, this racial purity thing, this idea that the, you know, race is the end-all, be-all. You must be pure. You cannot...
Well,
I mean, how did this come about?
People that are different, that live close to each other, generally hate each other. I mean, that's the general rule in the world. And so,
and what could be a more visible difference than the color of one's skin?
Yeah, and that's just
it's really just based on pure ignorance.
And there are some cultural differences. He was pointing out that there's some cultural differences, and there are absolutely cultural differences to some extent, generally within the race.
There's culture, yeah, within the race, meaning like my culture is different from his culture.
Correct.
Absolutely. As bad as it is right now, back in the 50s, it was far worse. My mother was an Italian Catholic, and my dad was an English Protestant, and it was a huge, huge issue back
then.
What
color did you wear on St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, red.
1-800-259
orange and green, you know?
9231, we got to go to the phones. People waiting patiently. Let's talk to Greg in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Not much. I mean, I'm 29, and when I was raised up that we wasn't allowed to have any black people in the house or even around, and my mom and dad always seemed to not be against colors or blacks. I mean, if we ever had a friend that was black, they wasn't allowed in the house or even on the property.
That's interesting. So she didn't raise you to be racist, but she wouldn't allow black kids in the house.
They said not to ever hate anybody because of their color of their skin.
Huh.
But I wasn't allowed to have any of them.
Mixed message.
Yeah, exactly. But I've always been raised to keep your race pure and not date anybody out of your race.
Did your parents ever give you a reason for that?
Not really. I think they grew up that way too.
Yeah.
They were like that back in
Mom and Dad
day.
Taught them that way. They indoctrinated them with their racist beliefs, and they passed it on to their kids. Now, have you since rejected those teachings?
I have, but, all through high school now, we didn't have very many black kids in our school. So we kind of, I do one kid that was black that was on the school bus. He wanted to come and play basketball, but like I said, I wasn't allowed to have him come over and play.
That's so harsh.
Yeah, it was pretty tough. I mean, I grew up in more of a white store. Pretty much our town's almost all white.
How did you explain that? When he wanted to come and play basketball with you, how did you explain how much of jerkish your parents were? How mean they were?
It was really not exciting. It's like, you can't come over. But, my white friends could all come over and play and do what they wanted, but I couldn't have them over. And it was pretty embarrassing. But, you got to take it
they're
like
house, they pay the
it was. Or, dad would whip your... I'll give you a good whipping if you ever would bring over somebody of another culture. My dad works with black people at his work, but I want to associate with them outside of work. Or my mom. I mean, they both do. I just thought.
Feel like it's just despicable. I just feel like that viewpoint is just sad.
I actually was away. Where I separate, I know a couple black people, but I don't, I still at this day don't really much talk to very many of them just because I think it's the way I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't, and...
Do you live in the same town?
Yeah, I still live in the same town.
So there's not many to talk to.
What's that?
There's not many to talk to.
Not too many. There's a little bit more. There's a lot more Hispanic, there's more Hispanics coming into
Now, were your parents against Hispanics as well?
They never really talked much about it. There wasn't many Hispanics around here.
I see.
It's more of like a suburb where we're at. And
well, I think one thing is, I think one thing's for sure, like you said, Wayne, it was much worse in the 50s and the 60s, and I think it is slowly getting better over time as more of these racists feel socially ostracized for their belief system. And I mean white racists, black racists, Hispanic racists, anybody that hates anybody else based on the color of their skin, they deserve ostracism. And thank you for the call, Greg. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Tim in Nebraska. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Oh, I got a squeak there. I'm on the air.
You are here, Tim. What's on your mind?
Well, see, there's a thing here where you're talking about racism, and I'm wondering where the source of it is.
The source of what? Racism? The discussion?
Yeah. It's, there's a lot of people all over the country. And they're calling into your show saying, yeah, I'm racist this reason for this reason or whatever.
There's only been one person who's called into the show tonight who is actually a racist, but go ahead.
Well, point there. But what I'm saying is it comes from their education.
Their upbringing.
Their upbringing,
yeah.
Yes.
And it comes from their upbringing. Their parents passed it on to them and so on. It's just a long history of ignorance.
Well, not necessarily only that, but the education system is, like I've heard you talk about before on your show. I'm sorry, I'm getting an echo here. I hope
you're
not.
Yeah, it's a little funky, but continue. We'll let you go and move on.
Well, the education system is saying, hey, it's okay to be racist.
Who's saying that?
Well, I grew up white. Mm-hmm. You know, in a
you've
white
changed
neighborhood.
Since then?
Excuse me?
You've changed from white since you grew up?
Oh, well, I still got freckles and red hair. But
okay. Michael Jackson changed his race. Yeah, I don't see why anybody
could. No, I'm an English bohunk, basically.
So wait, now what are you saying when you say the education system encourages racism? Can you explain that?
Well, I can try. The education system, the school system, is controlled by the government.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling that they encourage racism.
How?
Now you're making it hard to explain.
Well, yeah, you get on the air, make claims, you're going to have to back them up. Give me one example of how the government school system encourages racism. You may be right, for all I know.
Well, it's not that they encourage it specifically. It's kind of a subtle thing where if you're white, you know. Well, to back up to another subject, I'm proud of my white heritage, but I'm not saying, hey, I'm white and I'm proud of it. I'm proud of my white ancestors, regardless of whether they're white or not.
Okay, we got to let you go, but thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Technical problems there. Was he just contradicting himself like five times there? I'm proud of him, but I'm not proud of him. We're going to come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free number for you. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The listener map is there and more. We give it all away that we do ask that you voluntarily support the show. If you like the fact that we give you everything on the site for free, if you like the message of freedom and liberty and you want to voluntarily support us, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Buy whatever it is you need for life, because they've got pretty much everything you could possibly imagine ever needing to buy at Amazon.freetalklive.com. 35 categories of products. Wayne, have you ever shopped at Amazon?
Yes.
I mean, who hasn't? If you've been on the Internet, you've shopped at Amazon. So you're going to do it again, most likely, because they've got great prices, great free Super Saver shipping deals on many of their products. The only difference between shopping at Amazon and helping Free Talk Live is to enter through our link. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. It's the same old Amazon, just that if you enter through that link, then Free Talk Live gets a cut of anything that you buy. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. Ladies first on Free Talk Live. Let's talk to April, listening on KGEZ in Montana. April, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, April. Hi.
Yeah, I just dropped my kids off with some of their friends, and I was listening to the radio, and I heard you talking about white nationalism.
Yeah, we've had some white nationalist folks, emailing and calling in tonight, and we're trying to understand why it is that race is so important to these people.
Well, a lot of it is because, as you know, culture and civilization maybe you don't understand this, but they are a result of the people who created that civilization. And people from all over the world in different places, different races, as you have it, develop civilizations in different ways. They develop different language and religion and mythology and spirituality, as well as even just the way they construct their homes.
Well, hold on. I think that might be a fallacious line of reasoning, April. For instance, my best friend, if you talk to him on the telephone, if he was sitting here in the studio right now, you wouldn't realize that he was black, but he is.
Well, I thought you said he was a mulatto.
He's a mulatto.
Well, he's half white.
Okay, he's probably more than half white. Who knows? Maybe.
Probably is, because most blacks in the
United States. But if you look at him, you're going to say he's black. Because of the features of his hair and his nose.
What's that got to do with the price of rice? I don't understand. What is your question?
Okay, well, I'm getting to the question. If you talk to him, he would sound white. He appears all the things he does. It's the same way as I am, but he's black. So, is that okay? I mean, he's culturally the same as I am. He's ethnically different. Is that all right?
Well,
is it all right that he has a white girlfriend?
Well, of course I wouldn't, people have the right to choose who their mates are going to be.
Thank God.
And but there are those of us who would like to preserve, like for instance, if everybody continues to mix, it's, what did they say, like in 200 years there are going to be no more blonde people.
Right.
Well,
the seven foot tall gray argument. Yes.
You know, actually, as it turns out, when different races mix together, you get the best of both worlds, if you will.
I don't think that that's true. I think what happens usually is the destruction of the culture and the civilization, and there are no known. No multicultural societies have ever survived.
I would say that all people are mixed to some level or another because, you know, one group has taken over the land of another.
You know, we're not talking about worrying about if, you know, maybe somebody's great-great-grandmother was a Cherokee Indian or something. I mean, that's really not an issue for white nationalists.
But they worried about it back then.
I think you're trying to define what white nationalists believe, and you're putting your own perceptions, you're putting your own perceptions on this.
That's why I'm asking you questions.
I would like to explain to you what we really believe and what we're trying to achieve.
I have two questions. First of all, is this April Gade?
Yes, this is Gay D.
Okay, Gay D. I was right, Mark. She is the mother of Prussian Blue. The two little girls, they're, what, 13, 14 years old?
They're 14 years old.
14 years old. They are white nationalist singers.
Uh-huh.
And actually, we've talked about your daughter's band a few times here on Free Talk Live, and apparently you guys have recently moved into Kalispell. We talked about it when you guys had moved in there, and apparently there was a little bit of resistance when you guys came to town, wasn't there?
Very little.
Oh, very little?
Yeah. Actually, the people who are resisting us consist of about half a dozen people. They're homosexuals, dreadlock wearing.
So wait, are you against white homosexuals?
I don't really have an issue with. Let's just say that I don't like it when my 2-year-old looks out the window and these two lesbians are standing in front of the house with their tongues down each other's throat, trying to make a spectacle of themselves.
Has that happened?
I believe that it's against natural law. I believe homosexuality is against natural law, and I don't think it's a good idea for our society. So I would prefer it if they would keep it indoors and keep it away, you know. And I didn't move to Montana to live on a street with some bull dykes.
All right, so here's my other question. How do you define your white culture, April? Can you please define that for me?
Well,
you're saying it's being destroyed.
White people have a lot of variety in their culture. I mean, everything from the Greeks and the Italians up to, you know, like the Swedes and Icelanders, and there's a lot of variation and a lot of beauty, not only within our culture, but within our physical. I mean, the white race is, we have red-headed people with green eyes and blonde-haired people with blue eyes and dark-haired people with beautiful brown eyes. I mean, there's
variation
and diversity. Well, let me finish. Quit interrupting you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Making sure
We have so much beauty in our culture. Everything from, you know, our Scottish bagpipes to, you know, the beauty of the art, the Italian art art.
Do you think that other cultures are ugly?
No, I don't. I think that they have their own beauty. But I think that they're different, and I think that, here's my perfect example of why I believe race mixing is a bad idea.
Okay.
Say, for an example, you have a person who is German and half African, half black. And so they're a mixed person. And say they marry somebody who is half Jewish and half Chinese, okay? It'd be great, okay? So now this child that they're going to have together is Jewish, Chinese, German, and black. Now, this is my point. That poor little child, I'm sure that it could possibly be a very beautiful child, a very loving and intelligent child, and I'm sure that they could have the capacity for having a wonderful household and a wonderful family. But this is the issue that I have with that. That poor little child, there's no way that they can actually learn other than just a little bit from each culture. There's going to be some culture culture that's going to be lost.
I so much more than my culture, though, April? I mean, I feel like I myself am important and not my culture.
Well, individuality is important, but one of the things that those of us who would like to preserve our I don't think we should be vilified for it. Like, for instance, my daughters have an Icelandic and Northern European ancestry.
You're only being vilified because you just are absolutely intolerant of people of a different skin color and people who come from a different area. I mean, that's what you're defining culture as, April. Now, hold on. We've let you go on for a little while. Now, you're defining culture as the place where from where you come. You know, you come from Germany, so you're of a German culture. You come from South Africa, you're of a South African culture. And when I go about my daily life, I don't consider myself a part of any culture but my own. I agree with Mark. I'm Ian. I take things from different areas that I find interesting, and I add them to my life. I don't factor in where they're originally from. I don't factor in who they had sex with. I mean, I'm not concerned with that. I just go with what feels right to me.
Okay, can I interject here?
Please.
I like Chinese food, too. But this is the thing.
Wow.
I was raised in California, and I have seen the destruction of California through an invasion of people of a foreign ancestry, and they're destroying what I California was a really neat place to live. It was a really neat place to live 20 or 30 years ago, and it's really bad now. And a lot of the things that are happening are happening because of culture. It's not happening because the Mexican people are hateful, evil people. It's happening because their culture is so different from the people, the native people in California.
I haven't seen the wholesale destruction in California.
Well,
I've been there.
I'd love to show you around. I would love to show you some of what I'm talking about.
Wayne, you lived there for a decade or so?
11 years.
What did you have to say to the wholesale destruction of California?
It depends on how you look at it. There's two sides to it. We'll get into that.
We should. And I don't know. We might hang on to April. If you want to hang on, April, you're a nationally known personality. She's the mother of Prussian Blue. They're a band, I guess, two little girls that sing racist songs, white nationalist songs. And their mom just happened to call in tonight. You can take control. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 on the way.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Searching